You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast. I'm joined by SCAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week, Jamie Tate, a sophomore forward from Hendricks College. And Jamie, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jamie, Hendricks now 2-6 on the season. You guys split a pair of conference home games this past weekend with Trinity and Southwestern. Just talk about where this team is at early on in the season.
Well, we're kind of starting like we did last year, pretty slow, and we have to work on not being so much of a second-half team and coming out first half and playing just as good as we do in the second half. So,
you mentioned sort of that slow start. Last season you guys opened up 1-3, but as we know, the way the season unfolded a year ago, you really started to develop as a basketball team and get better and really improve as the season went on. Just talk a little bit more about what this team needs to continue to do throughout practice and in training to continue to improve and hope to put together a run like you did the season before.
Well, we have to keep working hard in practice, every drill, because our practices carry over onto the court. So if we can't do it in practice, then we can't expect to do it on the court. But, last year was a slow start. This year's pretty slow. We got 5 new freshmen on the court, so we all just have to get together and mesh is the big thing.
Last weekend, individually, Jamie, outstanding weekend for yourself. You averaged a double-double, 17.5 points, 14.5 rebounds per game. Just talk about individually how you were able to be so successful last weekend.
Well, our coach focused a lot in practice on feeding the ball to the post, so I definitely think that showed on the court. They were giving me the ball nonstop, and as close as I am to the basket, I was trying my hardest to put it in, and I just like rebounding, so...
Jamie, talk a little bit about the way your role has changed this year from your freshman to sophomore year. You mentioned Coach really emphasizing getting the ball down low to you down on the post. And how have you taken on that new role and gained leadership in your sophomore year?
Well, this year we have 7 seniors graduating, and we have 5 freshmen and 2 sophomores. So Coach has talked a lot about stepping up and trying to be a leader on the team, because come next year, you know, it's me and Katie Coffrin, who are going to be the upperclassmen on the team. And so, you know, last year I was a freshman trying to get the ropes and trying to understand things, but this year, especially with Katie Hensey being out hurt right now, I have to step up and I have to be a leader on the court, and I have to be a leader especially in my position.
Well, you mentioned stepping up on the court, and certainly you've done that. And as you said, as a freshman, trying to get the ropes and understand the game. And as a freshman, you had a great year, averaged 6.7 points, 8.6 rebounds. But now already into your sophomore year, huge improvement, 11.3 points, 11.3 rebounds per game. What's been the biggest thing that you've noticed in your game basketball-wise on the floor from your freshman to sophomore year?
My biggest thing has definitely been free throws, actually. I was a horrible free throw shooter, probably around like 40%. So this summer, worked on my free throw shot. It's been a little shaky these past couple of games, but it's definitely been my biggest improvement this year thus far.
So far early into the season, Jamie, you're second in the SCAC with an average of 11.3 rebounds per game. Just talk about your importance in terms of rebounding. You've led Hendricks in rebounding 7 of the 8 games so far early in this season. Talk about your ability to rebound the basketball, crash the boards, and how important that is for the Warriors basketball team.
Well, rebounding requires no skill at all. It just requires, like, pure effort. And so... I know without a doubt if I go as hard as I possibly can to the board that I'm going to get a rebound. And, you know, I excel in that area, and so I continue to try to excel in that area. And that's just one of the things the coach asks of me, and I know that's something I can provide for her. So I just keep trying to do it. And then I do know, like, on our team, I am the leading rebounder. And, you know, I take that and I run with it.
You know, Jamie, one of the sort of tricky things about a basketball season and a basketball schedule is almost sort of in two parts. You have the start of the season, all the excitement, and then we're kind of to the point in the sort of a lull where the Warriors, you now just have 3 games over your next 24 days. And I know when you don't start out the way you want to, as I mentioned, 2-6 right now for the Warriors, you probably want to be back out playing games as many as possible. But with just 3 games in the next 24 days, how important will it be for you guys to really work hard in practice, take advantage of those 3 game opportunities you have to get better as we head into the second half of the season after finals and then the new year comes around?
It's critical. Like you said, we're 2-6 right now. We split in the conference. These are the next three games are critical games, especially since they're so spread out, and we don't need to be content with where we are, and we don't need to, you know, take this break because it's so long and it's so easy to just fall by the wayside on it. And so, you know, over these next couple weeks, we, especially in practice, like, we have to continue to work our butts off so that when we do get to those three games, we knock them out.
A native of Nashville, Tennessee, in this week's SCAC Women's Basketball Player of the Week, sophomore forward Jamie Tate of Hendricks College. Jamie, again, congratulations and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you.